Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and you actually get to control the content of the website. So head over there and submit whatever it is you want to. You find something online you think's interesting or fun or unique, you submit it, and then other listeners will get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Actually, top story looks pretty interesting. Maybe we'll get a chance to hit this up later tonight or perhaps tomorrow. Amish men have been jailed for refusing to pay traffic fines. So I'm interested in hearing more about that.
That's the Schwarzentruber guys that, this has been going on for a couple of years now.
So we'll get to that case here at some point. But Allie wanted to talk to us about some of the survival suggestions. Now, is this from Lou Rockwell or somewhere else?
This is from LouRockwell.com, and it's been reprinted, I guess, from the Economic Collapse blog. But it sort of makes a point that even though there might not be a collapse this year, or, you know, it's hard to predict these things, it's still good to have some of these things in case of, like, a, you know, weather disaster or something like that, natural disaster, or, you know, host of problems you could have.
This is the point that Wise Food at wisefoodstorage.com keeps making.
Well, let's talk more about Wise Food Storage here in a moment, but let's hit this list here. It's, what, 20 things that you should have?
It's 20 things you should have, and then, you know, there's like a little bit of extra stuff that people are like, well, you didn't mention this stuff that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those topics that people get really into, and then, you know,
they do, which is why I'm afraid of it, because I feel like you can get lost in this world and like go down the preparedness rabbit hole and just like go crazy with it. And I feel like there's a certain line, and everyone, I think for everyone it's different, but there's a certain line at which I don't want to cross.
It seems like you should have a couple of weeks for the food. Doesn't that certainly make a certain
food
amount?
Yeah, some toilet paper probably wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
Like all these suggestions are things that is just kind of vague, but you could get really deep into it and be super prepared in one area. On all these areas, or, you know, just depending on what your level of your storage capabilities are and all that.
One thing that I thought, and this was even before we got wisefoodstorage.com on, is, you know, I know that inflation is occurring. And, you know, rather than attempting to, you know, try to figure out sort of the investment thing, you know, let's see, which investment can I put my money in and then the government's going to tax me on capital gains on? Or can I just buy some stuff that we're going to need, you know, like sort of small-time investment? You know, when you see toilet paper, my wife, you know, when I tell her, when you see toilet paper on sale in the store, grab several, fill up the grocery cart and bring them home. We've got some room for it.
Yeah.
We'll put it up and you got it. And then, you know, you can kind of keep the stock refreshed, rotate your stock as they do in the grocery stores.
Yep. So this is just a quick list of 20 things that you should have. One is storable food. Two is
this in order of importance or just like whatever? Just throw them out there.
I think they're. It seems like they're in order of importance.
You should have them, and I guess that you need them all.
Yeah. So, storable food, clean water.
Clean water. That's a good one.
Yep.
Now I've got the water bottles. I used to have the 5 gallon jugs, but
you can come to my house, buddy.
They have those.
You got the 5 gallon jugs?
No, I have. Three wells.
That's right.
Oh, wells would be really nice. Yeah. They do have those water bottles where you can just put in, you can put in any kind, you can put in water just from the creek, and it has like this ionizer or something like
that.
Some
kind of cleaning.
Some
thing,
kind of scientific
magic
crazy
device.
Yeah, and it cleans it for you. Those seem like really nice to have.
Cool.
Shelter, that's obvious. Warm clothing. Number five is an axe. I could see how that would be come in handy, but carrying it around might not be fun.
Buzz.
Just having it in the house would be good.
Yeah, it'd be good to have it. Good to have it where you intend to be.
Yep.
Indeed.
Lighters or matches, hiking boots or comfortable shoes, a flashlight and/or lantern.
You know, flashlights these days are. If you haven't gotten a new flashlight recently, get one with the LEDs.
Yeah, they use far less power.
They use far less power, and you can like. I have this old Maglite. Which, you know, they used to be like the standard in flashlights, right?
Yeah.
Maglite. And I turned on the Maglite. I don't know if the batteries are that fresh in it, but, you know, this is the thing that uses like 4D batteries.
It's
a monster
thing. It's a weapon.
It is a weapon. And you know, the light wasn't as bright as what was coming out of my two AA, three LED flashlight, which on its own isn't really that bright either. They are making better LED flashlights today, and they're a little expensive, the LED flashlights, but on the other hand, they're going to last a lot longer. You're more likely to pick up an LED flashlight and actually have it work when you turn it on, as opposed to some Maglite or whatever, the old, I guess they got LED Maglite, so I shouldn't besmirch them. They probably still make a great product. But, you know, when you pick up the old D-cell battery, old incandescent light, and it doesn't turn on, that's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, the technology has definitely increased over time, and you know, I mean, it's something that people need to be you know, up to date on. They also have the flashlights,
the cranks.
I like the
crank them up. Yeah, cranks for cranks. That's right.
I've got one of those actually, and it actually has a radio built into it.
Well, oh, wow. Number nine is a radio.
There you go.
Yep. So you can tune into Free Talk Live and see what's going on.
So we can give you no information whatsoever about your disaster.
So Grumpy Ian can say, you know, no, we don't talk about things that, you know, are relevant to people's lives. We don't talk about the other things the other talk show hosts talk about.
No, we really can't, because we're a syndicated talk show, so we can't give local important information. That's the time when your local station should be breaking in to our show to tell you about disaster information.
But you know, in this day and age, when I don't know what the little TVs can even. They used to have these little TVs so that you could listen to the local television station
right
through the antenna. And I don't know if you can do that now with the
New digital transmission.
Yeah,
I doubt it. I mean, I don't know if they make those mini TVs with digital receivers in them. I suppose it's possible that would be a possibility, but you'd have to have a pretty strong signal, because remember, digital is either on or off.
Yeah.
Right, it's on or off. That's what digital means. And so you either are getting enough of the signal to reproduce it in its complete form, or you're not getting enough and it won't reproduce it at all. Whereas with those little TVs you're talking about, you could whittle the antenna around and
get something,
angle it different directions. You could at the very least get the audio feed or something like that from the TV station, or some fuzzy picture. But TVs have always been next to useless in disasters. It's radio where the information is really available to people.
Yeah, and number 10 is communication equipment, which I guess like walkie-talkies or cell phones.
Well, cell phones, you know, obviously it's good to have a cell phone, but in a disaster, cell phone networks tend to be overloaded.
Okay.
So what you may end up having happen in a disaster situation is if you try to call, make a call, they might just tell you, sorry, you know, the lines are jammed, you can't get through right now, try again later. And then you're SOL. Or, worst case, you know, the cell phone companies have had their connections taken out, or there's been some sort of, you know, disaster that has earthquake or whatever, flooding, where the cell phone tower has been shut down, in which case you will have no chance of getting through on your cell phone. But if you've got a two-way radio or ham radio or something like that, as long as other people have them, they're useful. But if you're the only person on CB channel 19 and nobody else is in the area with the two-way radio, then it's not going to do you any good. So the more people have two-way devices, the more valuable they become.
Yeah, so basically at Porkfest, it seems like everyone would be set. Like, that'd be the perfect time for a disaster to happen, because all these things are, like, plentiful. Two-way radios, flashlights.
You're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
yeah,
which is, you know, a week. It's basically a week-long fest party fun time out in the woods here in New Hampshire with a bunch of liberty-minded people. And the two-way radios are very popular up there. You're on a campground. It's a perfect location to communicate instantaneously with people. And there's examples of, not really disasters, but certainly unusual things happening. Like when the cops came through one year, no, people with the two-way radios were the first responders, basically. Somebody saw the cops coming in the park. They called up on their two-way radio to let people know the cops were coming in. And before you know it, there were five or six people surrounding the cop car with video cameras and just kind of escorting the cops through the park as they were coming through. So, again, two-way radios are really a valuable tool, not just for emergencies, but just for activism purposes. It's one of my favorite tools.
Disaster relief.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. So what are we, about halfway through here?
We're more than halfway.
All right, so we're going to continue with the 20 things, according to some survival guide, that you will need to be prepared. 855-453. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want and add your suggestions to the list if you like. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer, Midas Resources, January 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,639.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,680.55, $840.28 for a half ounce, or $420.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,680.55, $840.28, and $420.14.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you there. You can go and get signed up for Free Talk Live news updates. Follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whatever way works best for you. They're all free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about preparedness here in the last article, and I think that most people would agree that it's a good idea to have a certain amount of food on hand in case of emergency. WiseFoodStorage.com makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to their website. You can trust me that the food's good. Ian?
I have enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's right. Wisefoodstorage.com. You can use coupon code FTL. If you don't believe us on the taste of the food, fine. Get a free entree sample. Use coupon code FTL. Get the free entree sample. You can do that. But
you got nothing to lose.
Go ahead and get, at the least a couple of weeks. I mean, they have packages for, a few weeks to a few months. And you've got to decide what's best for you and your family.
Yeah, basically, you scale it up based on the size of your family and how long you want it to last.
This isn't the situation that you want to be, taking chances on. You've got all kinds of insurance in your life. You got automobile insurance, fire insurance, car insurance. You've got life insurance. Every one of these things. You don't have disaster insurance if you need food in a disaster. WiseFoodStorage.com sells that for you. They come in convenient metal Mylar pouches in which you can prepare the food by simply adding water. You can add hot water to make it, more palatable and fun to eat, and it'll cook faster. But if you don't have hot water at the time, well, it's nice to be able to cook this stuff without it, or prepare, I guess is the way to say it. It has a 25-year shelf life. It's going to be fine. You could probably pass it on to, your kids. It's wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL 855 FoodWise. And you can still use coupon code FTL there to get no-cost shipping on any order. And this is, they come in these plastic totes things. So shipping on these things wouldn't necessarily be cheap. They're going to give you free shipping with coupon code FTL. WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE.
We're going to continue in a moment here. Allie's got a list of survival stuff, preparedness information, things you might want to consider having around just in case. But first, we'll go to Marcus, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in the Charleston area. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got off work when I initially called in. I didn't know you guys were in the middle of a segment on the survival stuff.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're here to talk to you, so go ahead.
From time to time, I get online. I do a little bit of research. I try to just, take a good look at the big picture, and all the problems in the world. And recently, about 4 months ago, I was getting online, looking around, just looking at, a lot of people would have referred to it as a conspiracy theory, but I was reading stuff where it was talking about the Rothschild family and how basically they've controlled world money since the 1700s, and some people think they're embedded with the Illuminati or started the Illuminati, and they're the ones responsible for the Federal Reserve and a lot of the financial problems and the impending possible collapse in America. I was just curious if you had any thoughts or if you knew anything about the Rothschilds or the legitimacy of that theory.
What I watched this video last night that was going to some conspiracy theory stuff that you're talking about, and they said it was the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the Morgans were the three that were controlling the world, or whatever the hypothesis is.
Now, is this the video with the aliens in it, too?
Yeah, and involved aliens.
Now, how do the aliens factor in?
So, the world is made of a bunch of toruses, which are these donut things where energy is coming out of the top and going towards the bottom. I'm skeptical of all this, by the way, but I found it kind of interesting. And that aliens have been trying to, through their use of crop circles, show us that Tauruses are the epitome of the universe, and the universe is just a Taurus factory.
I love this theory.
And so they showed some examples of human-made crop circles, and they pale in comparison to the real alien-made crop circles. And I don't know, it's interesting because it's I'm not saying that it's more, I've heard the argument, it's more likely they're extraterrestrials than likely that there are none. But at the same time, I think we don't want to attribute certain things to aliens when you can just attribute it to humans.
I think we've gotten off track of what the gentleman called about.
I'm not sure how economic conversation got the aliens. But
So here's my thought on the Rothschilds.
Is the question, do the Rothschilds rule the world? Is that the question?
The Rothschilds, Rockefellers. Apparently the Rockefellers are some spin-off of the Rothschilds. I don't know. People do
marry. All incestuous.
The Rothschild is the original family from what I've read. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sure.
But basically I've also heard that some of the Rothschilds or people that work in that association will go to certain countries and they'll change their last name to prominent last names in that country. I've heard that they're the ones that helped create the Federal Reserve, and Andrew Jackson shut the Federal Reserve down in his presidency.
Actually shut down the Second National Bank. The Federal Reserve didn't exist till 1913, but essentially
right,
a similar idea.
The same thing, in essence,
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't know if that was like a legitimate theory or anything. But, you know, with all the economic problems in the world, you know.
It's hard to prove a negative, especially when you're talking about people. Well, there's these people that are changing their names. If they're not Rothschilds, they really are Rothschilds because they were Rothschilds. I mean, that gets really murky.
Very conspiratorial.
Especially when you get, you know, more than 100 years back when name changing would be, you know, much more difficult to track. And I've never heard the rebut. To the people saying that no, the Rothschilds don't control the world's finances and stuff. I have heard the theories you're talking about, and they're all very fair. It's very interesting. But
there's no doubt the Rothschilds are a big banking family, right? They go back a long, long time.
I mean, I think that there's no doubt.
That much is true. But I don't know if I believe that the Rothschilds are running the banks in China. I just don't know about that.
Right. Well, that you know, that conversation's gone for a really long time. I guess that's a debate for another day, but. In regards to what you guys are talking about, I used to be a radio operator when I was in the Army, and, you know, I'm always like to be prepared survival-wise, so, you know, radios would definitely be awesome, but I'm just curious, like, if it did crash, what would be the best radio in your all's mind to have, you know, with, like, CB band or...
That's a good question.
I don't think, you know, okay, so, you know, there's a name brand in radios that... Basically, everything else is, I mean, this is the gold standard of radios. It's the C. Crane Company. They don't advertise
no,
with
no,
the
no.
show.
He's asking two-way radios.
I'm sorry. You were talking about two-way radios, not...
Oh, no. I'm talking about, like, a radio where you communicate with other... in a
okay.
hypothetical situation.
But you're right, Mark. C. Crane, although they're not an advertiser, does make a fine receiving radio, as I understand it.
Yeah.
If you're looking for AM, FM, shortwave, C. Crane has a pretty good product. In fact, they've even got the Wi-Fi radio now, too.
Yeah.
But as far as two-way communications is concerned, that's a good question. It just depends, right? I mean, it depends on how much activity there is in your area. So if your area has a lot of CB activity, then CB would be a good thing to have. Ham, of course, operators, or amateur radio, as it is called, is a licensed, federally licensed service. And so it's not as popular among the average person, but it's. But then again, is CB popular among anybody these days? I mean, does the average person even have or know or familiar with a CB anymore? It seems like it's more of the realm of the trucker or the professional driver that would have a CB. Of course, ham radios operate with more wattage, so odds are good you'd be
they
able
use
to get...
high-frequency radios. High-frequency radios, you know, you can bounce that HF signal... You know, from anywhere in the world, all the way.
I'd say it's a toss-up between ham or CB. I mean, up here we use marine band radios, but that's a specific activist purpose. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I'd say it's better to have more than one, if you can. It's Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up absolutely anything. We're talking about being prepared, survival, stuff that you might want to have around just in case. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue Allie's list here in a moment, and it is Ian here with you tonight.
And Allie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can listen in over at listen.freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the show available around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on the air there. On your local radio stations, perhaps we've got over 100 great stations, AM and FM band throughout the country that air the show at different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include two XM satellite radio channels, as well as our KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to dial from any phone that can call long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. SACL CAI is a company owned by, in part by Jason Osborne, who's a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They also sponsor our phone lines here at Free Talk Live.
And have for a long time.
Yep.
Really appreciate Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Amos is on the line listening in Charles, West Virginia. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? I just, here's some ideas on some equipment. I'll tell you, if you can get a hold of any of the old civil defense manuals, they're real good about this this kind of stuff.
You mean like the old Army Survival Guide, that kind of thing?
The stuff the Department of Civil Defense put out. Yeah, the Army had it too, the Civil Defense Department. Had a lot of that stuff out in the early 60s, you know, about fallout shelters and all that kind of stuff. And another thing.
I imagine my two co-hosts have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a department that I think it was probably from the Roosevelt era administrations.
Right.
One of these programs, these government programs that has kind of petered off and went away. But there's actually a truck in my town that I see when I go to the fire department for training and stuff like that. I see this civil it's CD. I can't remember what it
CD.
is. What is it? CD? Was there initials?
Yeah, it goes all the way back to World War II, and with air raids and all that kind of stuff, and gas attacks and all that kind of thing. But there's even a lot of, you can get them on YouTube. There's a lot of old civil defense training films you can access on YouTube. But another thing is the Boy Scout field book, or any of the old Boy Scout handbooks, are very handy about cooking and surviving in the outdoors. If you can get a hold of any of them, they're
alternately actually, you can always keep a Boy Scout around too.
That's my plan.
But one thing we've done, maybe y'all have too, is if you still have around your house any of the old analog type phones that do not run on electricity, hang on to them, because the phone system runs on batteries. It doesn't run on electricity, and all these new phones that people have in the house need power to run. So we hang on to your. We have old dial phones, and when the power goes out,
you don't have to have. If you're talking about the old pulse dial rotary style phones, is that what you're talking about?
No, it doesn't
necessarily have to be rotary. But even the old push button phones.
Right.
Phone lines have 13 volts of electricity that goes through them to run many phones.
Is it 13? Yeah. I didn't know how many it was 13. But
it was like they don't go out. It's very rare for the old phone wires to go out.
Right. Well, the phone company would have to lose their power in order for your phones to stop working.
They run on batteries at the phone company. They don't run.
You mean during an emergency they run on batteries?
No, they still run on batteries. If you go to the old phone systems, that's how they work. They run on batteries.
Why would they run the phone system off of batteries during a non-emergency?
I think it's just to conserve power.
It doesn't make sense.
I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other.
It's more expensive. To run off of batteries is always more expensive. So from a business standpoint, that wouldn't make sense.
Maybe they have battery backup.
I would imagine they have backups. But you're right. If you have a home phone, and fewer people have these days, an old landline phone, and all you have is a cordless device, then you're pretty much going to be SOL.
But if you have one of those, I happen to have a Bell, one of the old Bell telephones. It's repairable too.
Right.
So if something goes wrong, you can get in there and figure out what it is. I think mine's probably one day my son found it, and I never really took it away from him. So it has been beaten against the floor of the garage, but I do have another one that runs off electricity. But I've considered going and getting one of these, and I think that it's probably a good idea to have a Bell telephone in your house.
Any other suggestions?
You can get them probably at some of your junk stores and places like that. But I'll tell you another thing. You're talking about ham radio. So you can rig up a ham radio to run off of your car.
That's true.
And that way you just have to run the engine on the car and
Same thing with a lot of CB radios as well. CBs can be useful to you most of the time. Ham radios, unless you have a ham license, there's a good chance they will be useless to you most of the time because if you get on the ham radio and start keying up without identifying your license code or call sign,
they may not like that.
The obedient hams out there will perhaps hunt you down and report you to the FCC. So if you want to play with your radio hobby, CB radio would be the way to go because it is unlicensed. And the CB's interesting history here for those of you that don't know anything about CB's, and you probably don't know much about it if you're under the age of 30. But back in the day, they used to have licenses for CB radio.
Right.
This is one of the areas in which the federal government has actually gotten out of. It's very rare that the government gets out of something, but basically the reason they got out of it was because so many people were buying CBs and just using them without asking permission first. And they basically decided, we can't enforce this anymore. You don't need a license anymore.
There's supposedly a black market device that you can... CBers might be able to tell you, but it's like an extender for CB.
Yeah, well, there's different mods that you can run on a CB radio. And thanks, Amos, for the call tonight.
Okay.
I appreciate it. They have what they call the linear amplifier, which will ramp up your wattage. That's why if you listen on a CB, you can hear people talking from, like, Mexico.
He loves this stuff, Alex.
I do. I'm such a radio rat. And let's see what else. Oh, yeah, and you can go to the extended band as well. So, like, CB only has 40 channels, but you can mod the radios to go beyond that as well. So
can't repeat with a reefer on and a Kenworth hauling logs.
But once again, is it worth your while? Does anyone still use CB? I've heard that there are cities where CB is still relatively popular, where, like, in a more urban environment, people are using CBs for two-way communications as opposed to a cell phone, for instance, because maybe they can't afford a cell phone contract, but they can afford to have a CB in their car, talk to their friends that are also that also have those radios.
I don't know what it's like for anybody else, but I spend the vast majority of my time on the cell phone talking to my wife. You know, for whatever reason, you know, we've got to communicate back and forth. You know, running a family, and a CB would probably be a heck of a lot easier in that case, but she has to have it with her, so it would either be in the house or the cars, and, you know, obviously that wouldn't work when, she's down in Florida or something.
Sure. Now, Allie, you grew up in Alabama, so, I mean, that's the South. Radios generally, a two-way radio seems like more of a Southern thing. At least that's the feeling I got behind it when I was a kid.
I know nothing really about radio waves or any of the stuff you're talking about.
So your dad never had a CB in his truck or anything like that? Or
not that I remember. I mean, when we were little, I remember us kids used to have little walkie-talkies, and that's all I know. And my dad did have, like, walkie-talkies, I guess, for his farm. I'm mm-hmm. starting to remember that. There were walkie-talkies, but I wasn't really educated about how it worked. We just had it set on the same program, and we could talk.
It's fun stuff. That's how I got into it. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So really, what matters most is whether or not other people use these things. And if other people are using them, then they're worthwhile. If not, then it's just a piece of equipment that sits there.
Yeah.
1-855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, which are coming up on Free Talk Live. 855-453.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Like the features we have there? You'll enjoy the show? Well, maybe you'd like to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And the AMP program allows you to get behind Free Talk Live financially so we can spread the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can learn more about the program and learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get on board over at amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance.
You know, cigarettes aren't good for you, and you've probably been thinking about quitting or trying something different. The e-cigarette is a device that will vaporize a liquid, a gel that contains nicotine in it, and you can essentially smoke. I mean, it's actually vaporizing, but it looks like a cigarette. You inhale it like a cigarette. Has a bit of a throat hit like a cigarette would, and you can do it indoors. You don't have to go out and stand by the dumpster and in the rain. You won't be bothering people with secondhand smoke. It doesn't have the health risks. It's 22,000 times healthier than smoking a cigarette. And you can get an e-cigarette for free. One of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, you can get it for free from Vaporsmiths.com. They'll give you a starter kit if you purchase 40 cartomizers at Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL will get you the free starter kit. That's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Again, it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL.
We continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Roy, listening in Pennsylvania. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Roy, you calling from Meadville?
Yeah.
Excellent. This is one of the longest-running pirate radio stations that has been carrying this program. I don't remember when we started hearing from people listening in Meadville, but those guys have been on the air, apparently untouched by the FCC for a long time, and they are heroes. I don't know who operates the station, but thanks to them.
And if you did know, we wouldn't say.
Yeah. So, Roy, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I decided to call in. The guy earlier was asking about radios, and it's actually a subject I've been researching for a couple of years now, as far as the different types of radios for different situations, locations, like your different levels of radios, between your little local handhelds to the further range CVs to your, ham radios, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess anyone that's listening may want to get a pencil and paper to write down some info. But as far as like a handheld radio, like say you do whether it's just to have on you, or maybe you do some tactical training with friends or whatever, your best bet is typically a really good GMRS radio. That's your basically, like, if you go to Walmart and you buy a two-way radio, it's a GMRS radio.
Not typically true. If you go to Walmart and you buy a two-way radio package, you're probably getting family radio service, which is...
Yes, that's right, Ash. I forgot about that.
Radio service is an unlicensed, another unlicensed radio spectrum by the FCC that's intended for people to just go and get cheapy radios off the shelf and use them.
Exactly.
It's a very low wattage service, so I would not recommend those at all. GMRS is higher wattage than FRS, but again, the feds claim you have to be licensed. But they also claim you have to be licensed for a Marine band as well, and
it's another one of those things where they say you gotta be licensed, but everyone uses them, so I mean, you're gonna
exactly.
I
mean, you'd have to be a real dupe to fill out one of these license forms and actually try to be a legal operator. Because just think for a moment about how difficult it is for them to track someone down with a handheld radio. I mean, in order for them to somehow issue you a notice of citation, they would have to be able to find you. And if you're on a handheld, you're using it infrequently, you're moving about typically, so don't worry about the license.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother. But like a GMRS would be, my research would be your best bet for a small handheld radio, but you got to get a good one. The one... I've actually done a number of comparisons, and we're talking like a spreadsheet, listing out a whole nine yards. The best GMRS radio I have found so far is from Midland Radio, and it's a GXT-1050.
Now, what are we talking about as far as money here? I mean, how much money?
Actually, for this radio, it's actually two radios, a desk charger, and that desk charger also has a 12-volt plug, cigarette lighter thing for your car, and it's, I believe it's $50 to $70. But
you know, that's not bad. I mean, as far as kind of an intro, there's also Midland makes the Marine Band radio that a lot of the activists use around here, the Nautico 3, which is a $50 radio, and it comes with all manner of accessories. It's a great starter radio to get people into it. And I think that either of those choices is a good choice for direct two way communications. But again, this is something what you're describing, this GMRS or the Marine Band, you have to have other people to talk to. If you just buy one of these radios and flip it on, you probably if you scan through the radio, you probably aren't going to find anyone on there. So you've got to keep that in mind. And at least with Marine Band, there is an emergency channel typically set aside. But once again, if you're not in the area of marine activity, odds are good it's going to be pretty silent out there. Any other suggestions you got, Roy?
Oh, I actually have a number. I just started with the GMRS.
Well, you've got time for one more. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Another reason for GMRS would be it's kind of common, so, you know, a lot of people might have it. But as far as CBs, if you're going to get a CB, you almost need to get one that has single sideband because that gives you 12 watts, and the physics of single sideband allow the energy to be used more efficiently and travel further. And if you're going to get a base station antenna, highly recommend the IMAX 2000, which is a 5-8.
Where would you recommend people go to get more information about these detailed things? Because we really can't dig too much into brands and model numbers here. What's a good website that you'd recommend people visit?
Good question. I've done them from a lot of different websites. I've sifted the web. I know friends that are ham radio operators. I'm getting my license and the whole nine yards. It's hard to find anything, but the first thing I would do is actually, if you're looking for CB radio, for example, go to Amazon and just start picking off CB radios and list them. List their specs, their features. That's what I
think you gave a real good suggestion for CBs, and that is the single sideband feature. That is worth mentioning and worth remembering when you're searching around for a product.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, it gives you 12 watts. CB normally is a 4-watt device, and 12 watts is obviously three times the wattage. So there you go.
Yep.
Thanks, Roy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bill's in Huntsville listening in 2WBHP. Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're talking radios and stuff, but you can bring up anything, so go ahead.
I actually lived through the April 27th tornadoes that hit North Alabama. We had 3 F5 and I think 2 F4s.
Oh, boy.
And it completely destroyed all incoming electricity. The TVA gets their power from dams and coal plants, but these first 2 days were so eye-opening to me. I mean, we had no, okay, every cell tower was gone.
Yep.
We had electricity. We had no, gasoline was gone. I'd say within at least 2 hours, no gasoline, no ice, no way to even find out where your family, we had, and that's why I think the radios are so important.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
You don't realize, going back to just basically caveman-like condition, no pharmacies, you know, people didn't have medicine, a lot of the generators didn't work, they thought were going to work.
Oh, boy.
We have a nuclear power plant right here and right on the Tennessee River that got missed by like half a mile.
And you find it all out too late. Did you have any two-ways in your possession at the time?
No. I mean, we were basically what we had left in the house that was not in the fridge. And one thing I didn't hear mentioned tonight, and you guys probably did, I was driving, was the generator. But you got to have gas to run the generator, and most people were running out of gas after 3 or 4 days.
No doubt. Yeah, well, these things aren't designed for long-term operation.
I've got a question on gas generators real quick. Are you saying the gas stations didn't have any, didn't have propane generator backups, and so therefore couldn't...
Gas stations have electricity.
Yeah.
They couldn't pump the gas.
But some of them have backups, I've heard.
Not many. I'm telling you.
And don't depend on them.
Well, and everybody's filling up and getting out of town, too.
How do you get a generator that is going to run anything for any period of time? I mean, a propane generator is only good for about 72 hours. A gas generator, I mean, do you...
Depends on the amount that you're pulling, right? I mean, it depends on the amount of power, et cetera. Hey, I wish you had more time for you, Bill.
Out to the house.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate the call tonight. We didn't get through the list, Allie, so where can people go to see this list?
Just go to lourockwell.com, and it'll be one of the ones up there now.
From today,
yep.
From Friday. Okay, hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Allie.
And Mark.
All right, it would be invaluable in a situation like that tornado thing to have two-way communications with
the FTLSolar.com.
There you go. We're coming up tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.